Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is manifesting all it's cracked up to be, or do you really know much about it? Well, the Queen of Manifestation, Roxy Nafosi, attracted large crowds to her live show in Dublin's Helix Theatre recently. An Irish independent journalist, Tessa Ndogu, was there. Tessa, just first of all, heading into the Helix Theatre that night, where did you stand on manifesting?
Well, actually, I actually have a pretty positive outlook on manifestation. You know, I grew up with a mother who read The Secret in 2006. She read it front to cover. So, you know, throughout my education, she peppered in things about law of attraction, the whole idea that, you know, you can fake it till you make it. So I wasn't a skeptic at all, really. I've even done it myself. You know, I think it's totally fine to put yourself in that mental space to attract things, you know, that you want, but also to actively and proactively work towards your goals. So I think the premise is great. And I think that Roxy Nafosi has a very proactive approach to manifestation that I personally am all right with. I think my sticking point was whenever I've manifested or whenever I've sort of heard about it, it was always something that was free. So I think my sort of sticking point was a sort of Ouroboros of consumption, the sort of idea that you always need to work towards a specific goals and that the targets will change, but also that you need to keep on paying to get closer to that goal.
So just, well, Ruth Allen, actually, hypnotherapist and hypnopsychotherapist, is with us on the line as well. Ruth, are you a firm believer in manifestation, first of all?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. Absolutely, 100%. You know, working with clients on a daily basis, I really see how our beliefs, they shape our reality. How we think and feel about ourselves has a huge correlation to the experiences that we have in our daily lives. So, you know, shifting those core beliefs that we hold has a huge impact on the way that our lives unfold in front of us, you know.
So you're a firm believer in it, and how it operates, because, like, I kind of sort of feel Ruth Allen, in recent in very recent years, we hear a lot about manifesting.
We do indeed, but I mean, from Buddha to Jesus, the message has been given to all humanity for a very long time. You know, it has really been the New Age culture in America that has sort of brought it into the Western world. You know, even the concept of karma, you know, we all seem to take that on board. So, you know, working that into your daily lives and what you want is easy once you understand, you know, that actually what I think and feel has a correlation to what I experience.
Psychologist and neuroscientist Dr. Sabina Brennan is with us here too, Ruth Allen and Tessa. Are you a believer, Sabina, first of all?
Well, I'm a believer in science and neuroscience and psychology. And I really, you know, you can't help but not notice manifesting. I remember reading it way before The Secret in 2006. There was other versions of it, Deepak Chopra, and as your other guest just mentioned there, going back right to Buddhism and all those sorts of things. But I couldn't help but notice in the recent surge in interest during the pandemic, you know, around some of the things associated with manifesting made perfect sense to me from a neuroscience perspective. Other things were a little bit mystical and magical, etc. So I wanted to take a deeper dive. And in my book that I wrote, The Neuroscience of Manifesting, essentially what I do is weed out the woo and get to the core of what actually works in manifesting.
Okay, will you explain that? Explain that to me, Sabina, because I don't know, am I the only one who has reservations about manifesting?
No, not at all. I would be skeptical. And actually, one of the reasons I wrote the book is that I felt there was two audiences I had in mind. One was the audience who already believe in manifesting. And I like that what your first journalist mentioned was, you know, that you know, it was free. And it is free. The power to manifest lies within you if you understand how your brain works and how you can harness the power of your brain to make it work. And so really, and a lot of the skeptics and a lot of my fellow scientists would be skeptics, and rightly so, because of the misinformation that is out there and the misappropriation of some science. that doesn't actually apply, but there is tons of science that actually does apply. So manifesting is not a passive process, okay? Manifesting is the practice of transforming thought into reality by visualizing your goals and then developing, and this is key, discipline to stay focused on and take active action towards achieving your goal. Manifesting just means to make something happen. Now,
So somebody like me, is there not a difference in being a positive thinker versus believing that something positive happened because I don't want to say manifesting is dreaming, but there is a sort of a sense, as I see it, of, you know, that you predict
that's the
That's
the misconception, is that you magic something into being and sit back and wait for it to happen. They're the misconceptions that I wanted to bust. So manifesting means to make something happen. You do that every single day of your life. If you want to have a shower, you know, you make that happen by taking actions to have that shower. You don't even have to think about it. You're unconsciously manifesting your future. Every time you move from one place to another or do one thing, you know, different from where you are now, when you go home, you know, you have changed your reality and arrived home. So we're unconsciously manifesting all of the time. What the manifesting we refer to and we're speaking about now should be more accurately referred to as conscious manifesting. And so what it is gaining clarity about what you want and taking action, visualizing the action. So visualizing what you want to achieve, that your brain then can solve what's called an inverse problem, and it can work backwards to figure out the steps you need to take to achieve that goal, and then you can start to take those steps. But things like positive thinking, that's just a tool that is part of manifesting, much the same as affirmations, visualization.
I see.
They actually harness your power.
I see a lot of people, Ruth Allen, and some of which are, you know, people I know personally as well, who would say that they've manifested something major that has happened in their life. And I'm always somewhat skeptical about that. Like, sometimes you can just be in the right place at the right time and things fall into place, or hard work and hard graft has got you to wherever it is you want to be. As a, you know, you might have dreamt that you really wanted something to happen over the years, but just because you've manifested it, is that what you have to thank for it?
Sorry, I didn't quite understand what you were saying there.
Like, is it a case that, you know, if you always manifest something, or you want to manifest something that's going to happen in your life, and then it happens, is that down to manifesting, or is it down to just, you know, timing, opportunity, hard work?
It's all of those things. So once you send a thought or a vibration or an idea or a concept out into the universe will do everything in its power to align everything for you. So you will be in the right place at the right time. You will meet the right person. So it all has to do with how you're thinking and feeling, you know.
So it always works.
If you don't believe, it always works. Yeah. Yeah. But if you believe the opposite, if you don't think that things are going to work out for you, then things won't work out for you.
Jason, let me bring in Jason for a moment, Ruth Allen. Jason's a caller who's listening to the chat today and got in touch. What's your view? Have you ever tried to manifest, Jason?
I believe in positive thinking. Absolutely, I think it does help you, and I think you'll have goals and ideas in life. And sure, if you have the opportunity to manifest those goals, then absolutely they may happen for you. And good luck to you. However, it's about opportunity, and you got to have the opportunity to make these things manifest. So, like a good education. Like being at the right place at the right time, like just being lucky. I mean, you could be working away in business at a really good idea all your life, but it just takes luck sometimes to give you the opportunities which will then help your goals in life and help you manifest what you believe is going to make your life worthwhile. I mean, positive thoughts is really what we're talking about.
Well, it can't be a bad
and
thing.
Seizing on the opportunity. I don't think you can just imagine things out of space and they'll suddenly arrive. Or if you keep knocking on the door, it's going to happen to you. I don't believe that. I believe you have to have the opportunity and you have to have a bit of luck. And you have to have the wherewithal to be able to seize the opportunity. But you can be going around in circles as well, trying to explain it. I'm all for positive thoughts, but I think education, opportunity, being able to, you know, avail of those opportunities is critical in anybody's life.
If you manifest something, Sabina, and it doesn't work out, does that mean you didn't manifest hard enough?
Can I just address a couple of those very important issues that your other speakers, your caller, yeah, Jason, first of all, he's absolutely right. We do not start a manifesting journey on the same level. That's one of the big issues I have. And just because you don't, you know, we start at different points. And I go into that in very, very, very much in detail. That's very important. However, the law of attraction has been mentioned. So have sending vibrations out to the universe, etc. They are the woo that I am trying to weed out. The neuroscience is, it is nothing. The law of attraction is not a scientific law. It has never been tested. It doesn't exist. It's a very, very nice thought. You know, what I think about...
This is if you dream hard, if you manifest hard enough to meet someone, you'd meet them.
That is absolute woo. Mm. That is the woo I'm trying to talk about. People misconceive science and say, you know, we're all vibrating beings, and they invoke, physics. That is not true. What actually happens is it is focused attention that you gain through clarity. You gain, and through those exercises of trying to understand what you really want. And that involves...
So you prioritize it.
You prioritize it, right? And here's what happens from a neuroscience perspective, right? So you have clarity about your goal. You have clarity about the steps that you want to take. You visualized it to ensure that it is something that you really want. You take action. Okay? Now, what manifesting does when you do that is it activates the salience network in your brain. And that is a part of your brain. It is a network. Your brain is constantly filtering in. Filtering has to cope with billions of bits of information.
Okay.
So it filters
in
information that's important.
Okay.
And if you have told your brain, this is important, this is meaningful, you will suddenly start to see things because your brain
you probably
filters them in.
Work hard at it as well. Psychologist and neuroscientist Dr. Sabina Brennan, Ruth Allen, Tessa Ndogu and Jason, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Did manifesting work for you? Were you a firm believer in it? The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.